Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Yo quiero Taco Bell.
So we sent this to Cowherd's playlist. Let him know. Let him know, Colin.
Oh, who's Bam? All right, I'm Bum than Bam. Alabama Bam Bam. Wham Bam, thank you, ma'am.
Does he know who does he know who he is now?
He gonna learn. He gonna learn. Because let me tell you something. It's looking good.
That was pretty impressive.
Very impressive. And granted.
Didn't even look like he was trying.
Was it against a bunch of bums on the top? I don't care.
He's played against bums before. He ain't played as well.
It's looking good, man. It looks like a lot of stuff is crafting out there. And oh my God, Jay Rich looked so good yesterday.
Question.
Yeah.
You spoke.
Yeah. I don't know, man. I think I just got done reading this whole emotional piece about Whiteside on Haverstraw. Now I got the feels for him.
If no one likes him. If you spoke, the whole place where you're trying to get as a team is what you saw last night.
Yeah.
There's only one guy that plays defense against that.
They were sitting seven guys last night, and I would say that the three guys they had out there running with Jay Rich, Bam, and Derek Jones Jr. are probably the three most fun watches on the team.
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
it looks like every time Derek Jones Jr. jumps, he's going to break something when he lands.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's a little scary watching him play basketball. Oh, and of course, Duncan Strokinson. Love watching him play as well.
I still think he's going to start in the G League.
He may. You know what? It's not a talent thing with him.
There's too many guys playing that position.
Too many guys hogging last night, not giving him the rock. That's what was happening. You had a bunch of guys trying to show out in a blowout. And wasn't able to give old Duncan.
Coined a new phrase, show out in a blowout.
That's what was going on, man.
So Blake Bortles.
Oh my God! All these guys trying to make the roster because they said Eric mentioned this in the broadcast. Like the last preseason game is kind of like the third preseason football game, so it's kind of like the dress rehearsal. So none of these guys are really going to get run. So old Dunks wasn't getting too much run yesterday. Anyway, your chance to win $1,000 right now. Your word this hour is Taco. Taco, text Taco to 72881. And yeah, you'll have another chance to win at the top of next hour. That is brought to you by Gunther Mazda. For car buying done your way, you got to get to Gunther. Taco is your word this hour. National contest, message and data rates may apply. Don't text and drive. But speaking of Bam, who was awesome yesterday, his stat line was 26 points, 12 rebounds, 5 assists, 3 blocks. And I put out this video yesterday on my Twitter page from our interview with So on the Carnival Horizon. And it was really cool. We got to get a chance to sit down with him, and he explained to us how he's a fun guy, which was cool. but also the one big basketball takeaway from the current roster was we wanted to get his thoughts on Kemp Jordan, aka Bam Adebayo, and he thought Kemp Jordan was kind of a stupid nickname because that's a lot of pressure to put on a kid. However, he then went on to say that his jersey is going to be in the Raptors one day.
What do you see from him though? From the day to day.
Obviously, phenomenal talent. You know, he came into the league at 19 years old, you know, so sky's the limit for his potential of being, you know, the best player on this team one day, which I feel that he will be,
really,
simply because of his work ethic.
What are you seeing during the game? So, you're always there. Everybody sees you on the phone at the game. What are you
listen, thinking? I judge a person by their work ethic. He already has the skill, but his work ethic is off the charts. So, I know that he's going to be the best player on our team, the best player in our organization. He will lead our franchise one day to the promised land. I don't want to put any pressure on him at all, but I know just based on how he works, how hard he works, and his God-given abilities, you know, that he will we're gonna raise his jersey in the Raptors one day, and I tell you, he's gonna lead this franchise.
Man, no pressure, Bam. But Zoe is saying that you're gonna be alongside me, and Tim Hardaway, and Shaquille O'Neal, and Dwayne Wade, and Chris Bosh, and LeBron James, you and Udonis Haslam, and you are going to have your jersey retired with us. So, all right, go have a good season. I'll talk to you later.
I don't like, you know, you have to think that some guys, when you watch them play and how they go about it, no matter what's said about them, doesn't affect them.
Yeah.
And Bam just looks like he is out there playing. He enjoys it. He's going to work hard and just play. And what everybody has to say doesn't matter.
What's cool watching Bam, it's kind of like watching Superman discover a new power. Like every which way, like, oh, that's kind of cool.
You know who he looks like starting off his career? Dwight Howard.
Oh, don't say that.
I'm just, no.
Because now I only think of his old Dwight Howard. And it's just broken down and not good. And
yeah, he was super athletic.
Are you kidding me?
At one point in time, he was considered the best.
But here's the problem.
It was a very short window.
Dwight Howard really couldn't shoot, and he couldn't handle the ball.
Nope.
So, but as far as athletic ability and just being gifted athletically, yeah. For that size, absolutely.
Yeah, especially, yeah, he was never the biggest center in the world. He was... And his team got to the finals one year.
Because he could pass the ball.
He could pass the ball. And Bam can pass the ball, block the ball. Man, he's so athletic, man. He runs that court like crazy.
The only person who can't pass it.
Hey, man. I got to tell you, like this, I recommended reading. It's a new segment on the show. Recommended reading. Go read Tom Haberstroh's article on Hassan Whiteside. You're out. It's a long piece. I'm not going to. Give yourself a nice bathroom break. It's a doozy. Takes yourself on.
You mean no? My bathroom break is Candy Crush.
Never do reading?
No.
Really?
Oh, I always
you know why?
I always add a bunch of articles to my reading list on my iPhone, and then that's when I go back and get them.
In my many years of living,
mm-hmm.
and the invention of the smartphone,
mm-hmm.
I have found out that doing my business in the dark is relaxing.
Huh. Really?
Yes. I like dark in the bathroom. Turn off the light.
So just the glow of your phone?
Yeah.
Do you have one of those close-off toilets? Or do you have it, or is it open without the...
Oh, no, I wouldn't buy a house with it open up. Can't just have...
So you have the chamber.
I can't have people walking by talking to me.
I've said this before. My friend Michael, you've golfed with him before. He lives over in Aventura. He has him and hers toilet chambers.
Really?
Back to back.
Yeah.
So they can both number two it out at the same time, but not interfere with each other.
Number two it out.
Yes.
Now, I always wonder, like, women treat the bathroom like NASCAR. Out. Guys, we go in there with some utensils.
Oh, no.
Not
my wife.
The only place for peace.
Yeah. Exactly.
And not even anymore.
By the way.
My kids don't care anymore.
When my daughter was little, she would just walk in. Dad. Hey, what? How long are you going to be?
Dad, are you done?
Yeah.
Dad.
My son, now that he has a smartphone and an iPad, hours.
Just in there for hours?
Hours. And we're listening. He's watching like videos on like climbing Mount Everest, like whole documentaries on like, Vespucci. Like he's watching all sorts of stuff.
Let's get the headlines.
This is WAXYAM South Miami and WSFSFM HD2 Miramar, a radio.com station.
A lot of people are agreeing with Leroy on the NunezLaw.com text line about the dark bathroom situation. I never really thought about that, but I'm willing to try it.
Yeah, you don't need that bright
light. We have a big window, though. I'd have to get a curtain or something.
Window?
Yeah, we have a window in our master bathroom because it overlooks the backyard.
Oh, you don't have the own chamber.
No.
I hate bathrooms with the wall.
Oh, yeah. No, that's horrible.
What's the wall?
We just have a wall
like a
and
divider.
The toilet's behind the wall.
Like a divider. Like,
yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Well, because,
yeah, I don't like that.
If people aren't familiar with my family, they would just look over the wall and say, hey, what you feel like eating?
No, we don't have a chamber. Although, We do. I use the guest bathroom a lot because it's like its own chamber. And that gives me my alone time that I need.
Sometimes when I need to get away,
yeah,
I go in a different
Southwest.
Bathroom. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's yeah. why. I, yeah, when I need to, yeah. when I really need to get away, I go use the
How
guest
about
bathroom.
This? I had a bathroom in my house.
Yeah.
Right. I didn't even know it was there. Cause I never go over there. Like that's where Fonz and his friends hang out. I'm like, hey Mel, there's a bathroom over here.
You know, you paid for the house, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, but once I'm like, man, look. When I house search, I'm trying to hit the basics. The things that, okay, yard, check. Blocked off.
Yeah, but generally speaking, check. The first thing people look at is it a 4-3? Is it a 5-4?
Well,
is
yeah.
it, I mean,
but
I
that
sounds like a defense.
I already knew that. So I was checking for, is my stuff going to fit here?
It's a 5-2.
Blah, blah, blah,
Buddy
blah,
Ryan.
Blah. Right?
Yeah.
Boom. That's it. Get the house. All I worry about is
your space.
Yeah. And that's what I did. Oh, I can watch my TV right here. You see when you walk in?
Yep.
And I'm on that couch with the big TV?
That's it.
Boom.
That's your space.
The bathroom.
Right.
Right? Boom. I'm good. Y'all can do
and
whatever.
And you're outside.
Y'all...
You spend a lot of time
outside.
in your backyard.
Yeah, but that was all bulldozed.
No, but then you I mean, you know what's out there.
But that's it. Right.
Yeah, what's
so
out there
I'm good.
Is the iguana love
That is mine. Actually, the last time we went over your house, you're like, let's go out this way. We never use this wing.
Yeah.
And we went out that other wing mm-hmm. that I didn't even know existed.
Right.
And you're like, yeah, I never come over here.
No. Nope.
Makes you sound like the average guy. Anyways.
No, it sucks because we have all that house.
Yeah.
And the four of us are sleeping in the same bed.
So Oreo, Rebecca.
Yeah.
Mel,
I'm like, Leroy. Hey. I said, Rebecca. She goes, well, hold up, Dad. I'm so tired. I'm like, you have a bedroom, a playroom, TVs all over the place. Why you sleep here?
Oh, I have the same problem.
My son has the nicest bed in the house. Every morning he's waking up. I'm like, you have the most recently bought mattress in this house. No longer in a crib. And you like to sleep in two places. The little corner of the couch and on my bed. It's so frustrating.
I told my son, I said, listen. You have a nice flat screen TV in your room. You got all your devices. Once you go in your room and close your door, I don't care what you do. You want to watch R-rated movies? I don't care. Just go in your room, please. Please. Oh, no, but your bed's so much more comfortable.
Which is not true.
It's not.
My bed is the least comfortable bed in the house.
Especially with a whole bunch of bodies in it.
Correct.
Like, because my daughter, first of all, she sleeps, she does the covers like scissors. She scissors the car. So you can't. So already I'm squinched
right.
in the corner like this. And then she rolls up like a taquito. And so then there's no blanket.
I don't know if you have this issue with Oreo, but my dog is very sensitive when he sleeps. So if Zach sleeps with us, then he touches the dog. And the dog barks and then bites somebody. And then my son will kick the dog and the dog will bite him. And then this goes on all night.
Really?
Yeah.
No, my dog, look, if you get up to use the bathroom.
Yeah.
When you come back, Oreo
be
will
spot.
Be on your pillow.
Oh, yeah, there's no doubt. My dog will occupy any warm territory that you've left vacant. Meanwhile, we're watching the Jimmy Butler stuff. They were supposed to practice today, the Timberwolves. They canceled it. No
now,
media availability. We have no idea what's going on.
How dysfunctional is that?
Very dysfunctional.
Wait a minute. Now, it's Tibbs' job and the Minnesota Timberwolves' job to get ready for the season.
That's right.
They are so frustrated with the situation, they're going to put getting – ready for the season on hold.
I can't imagine they're doing anything today but trying to get Jimmy Butler traded to the Heat. I can't imagine they're doing anything else.
No, that's
like, what else are you doing with that time,
though? Guys, yep. Lunch is canceled. Let's go.
Like, just when have you?
Pat, it's Tom. So we were talking about that Josh Richardson first round. Yeah, that's not gonna work for me anymore, Tom. Can I introduce you to somebody called Jarnell Stokes? Who's that? Exactly.
You know what else he throws into the conversation?
That threshold. Tax. Threshold.
Call number three right now in the contest line. 786-534-0790 gets opening night tickets.
Real quick, Laramie Tunsil practiced, but he's still in the concussion protocol. Devontae Parker says he's feeling better, but we still don't know if he's going to play. Cam Wake was on our practice today, so that's
what is wrong
not good.
With Devontae now? Hamstring?
He had
ego.
A quad.
Ego.
Quad.
Quad.
Ego.
Quads. Oh, that's big muscle.
Quad.
Also, we have a football game tonight, Philadelphia at the Giants, 8:20 p.m., Thursday night football. And we have two college games, Georgia Southern against Texas State and Texas Tech against TCU. You can watch all the football action with us at Sandbar Grill in the Grove, all Canes Radio tonight. Damian Berry, the former running back, will be there, and we may get an appearance from Ja'Cory and Antrell Roll as well. So, and plus, I think we're going to get a current Cane on the phone. Never know who's going to call up the show. So that should be a good show tonight, Sandbar in the Grove.
Hey, Pat, this is it's Tom Thibodeau again. Been thinking about your offer, and that Hassan White sounds pretty good. Give me a call back. You got my digits, right?
Tom Thibodeau is not saying digits.
There's no way.
No
oh,
way.
Oh, he's saying digits.
Wait. He doesn't say digits.
Look, this show is like PSA, right? I just tried Leroy's bathroom method. It's peaceful. Thanks, gents.
Point for Texter. We're back after this.
And now, it's time for 15 minutes of your Miami Heat.
Man, this baby wombat on the Nat Geo Wild is adorable. Baby wombat.
Baby wombat.
Yeah, it's wild New Zealand today.
Pretty amazing that some of the animals, like my daughter watches Nat Geo.
Yeah.
Right? Oh, it's so cute. I want one. Meanwhile, 5 minutes later, the little animal is eating a whole wildebeest.
You know what I did the other day?
Oh, boy.
Little gecko. Well, not like about, I'd say palm-sized gecko gets in the playroom and tells me, it's a lizard, it's a lizard. This never gets old. Cradled it in the hands. Wife was on the old cell phone. Put it right on the shoulder.
There's gonna be a day when you get knocked out.
I slept on the couch that night, but it was well worth it.
Hey, look, your shenanigans only works here.
It's okay. I'm in trouble too. The wife sent me this article. Men are happier if they marry teachers. And I just wrote back, sure.
And that's a study?
Yeah.
You know what I've learned about the study thing?
Yeah. The study for everything.
It's a clickbait.
Yeah.
It's a clickbait.
Yeah.
Like, they just put study for anything. They're like, I saw a study. Too much sleep ruins your brain. Shut up. No, it doesn't. Like, have you ever gotten a lot of sleep? It's amazing. Take it to somebody who doesn't sleep.
Right.
When you get to sleep. Brain feels pretty fantastic the next day.
When I was doing mornings, and then you'd get that like one day with a holiday or something like that, and you get to sleep it on a weekday. Oh
my God. What a stupid study.
I get up at 5.
Well, bullocks for you.
Yeah, but that's a you thing.
Huh?
That's a you thing.
No, I can't sleep a lot. The longer I sleep, the more I hurt when I get up.
You like to take a little nap, though, every now and then.
Oh, I will. When I go home, like, golf's on TV. Let me tell you. Golf is some good napping weather.
Yeah, I would say
good napping conditions because you're not really gonna ever miss anything.
top two sports to sleep to are golf and Dolphins third quarters.
No,
oh, they're so boring.
I will take a little siesta because I can tell you what's going on in the game just by looking at the.
The Heat's third quarters were.
Those are wildly frustrating.
The single-digit quarters.
Oh my God.
God.
But the Dolphins. Oh man. I mean, remember, guys? You remember the Raiders game with the trick plays? That was so much fun.
No. So you're saying, let me get this straight, because I don't want to misquote you. Basically, what you're saying is that when they go in at halftime, they don't really make any adjustments or.
Not these past 2 weeks.
Maybe. I mean, can you definitively say that Cincinnati's better than the Dolphins? No. You can't. They're in the same group of teams.
Is healthier better?
I mean, again, yeah. Well, you could say that. You could say, you know, that.
Andy Dalton has been way better than Tannehill this year.
Oh, wow. We got a.
There's a handful of, you know, like teams. That the one thing that they don't do well is that secondary draft. So that means if the stars get hurt, they're done.
What do you got, Beast?
Someone sent us a savage animal video. I'm going to send it to you so we can, you can pull it up for the group.
Yeah.
This is interesting. So there's this story in the
lovely lady.
Star Tribune of a person who went on the just basically going on Jimmy Butler, how he's all ego now.
John Daly.
Yeah, that is John Daly. Mr. Big Ego. And apparently it's because they think he hangs out with Mark Wahlberg. Here's an excerpt. There was insight sought from a Chicago media person who had watched Butler from the start of his career. The suggestion was that Jimmy came into the league driven by his underdog status, and that had changed a few years later after he started hanging out with Mark Wahlberg and seeing himself as a star. The feeling in Chicago was that Butler's game stopped growing 3 or 4 years ago, and his head grew even larger. So,
who said this?
A Chicago media person familiar with Jimmy Butler's career.
Really?
Yes.
Like, they're just, here, and I'm gonna chalk this up to Tobin, right? Because whoever said that in Chicago, they might be a member
of Team Petty.
What?
What are you talking about?
You get rid of your best player, you gonna he wasn't that good.
I don't blame all Whiteside's problems on Khaled.
No. I'm not saying it's on Mark Wahlberg.
And Khaled did jinx the Heat in 2014.
But I'm saying basically what they're saying about Jimmy Butler is his head is too big for the talent that he possesses.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, wait a minute, he was your best player. So that's Team Petty. You're now complaining that he thinks he's better than he actually is.
That's not Team Petty.
Yeah, it is.
Now, Team Petty is rooted in diabolical breakage of integrity. So, like, if you were to wrong somebody who righted you, that's what you hold pettiness over. Not a lack of...
Could Tibbs say that about Butler? Because Tibbs got him to Minnesota only to get crapped on the way out.
Whoa. Got him to Minnesota. He didn't sign him to an extension in Minnesota.
Tried to. But he wanted out of Chicago.
Not a real one.
Tibbs worked that deal to get him to Minnesota.
Well, that's because Chicago wanted to go in a different direction.
Yeah, I don't think he wanted out of Chicago. Yeah, they were just going to rebuild. They didn't want to be the eighth seed.
Yeah, Chicago just didn't want to be in a position where they're like, they just want to start over. Tibbs is like, oh, great, this is going to be the guy that gets Karl Anthony Towns and Andrew Wiggins to play tough.
Hey, can I just wait?
Another hater more than ever.
Let's be clear. Name me another basketball player. Because for the most part, most basketball players, because of either where they grew up or how they play or their competitive nature, you very rarely come across a basketball player where you say it's soft.
Yeah. So you want top soft basketball players in the league right now?
Oh, right now, but you know who I'm going to.
Who?
Mr. Verticality himself.
Who?
Hibbert.
He was trash. He wasn't soft.
Okay.
That's why we call him a trash can.
He was trash.
What's worse of an insult?
Okay, but think about it. How many basketball players, there's guys who couldn't dribble or shoot, but they could throw haymakers. How many basketball players you have heard publicly that people have said, oh, he's soft?
I mean, people said that about Chris Bosh all the time.
Yeah, but we knew Chris Bosh.
Yeah, that's we knew that, but that was the reputation.
That was the reputation.
Go ask Romer about Chris Bosh. He still thinks that about Chris Bosh.
Yeah.
Chris Bosh is going to end up playing for the Knicks soon.
So wait. So, okay. Now, that's a misconception.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. When you saw Chris was very skilled for a big man.
Yeah, but that's...
Where nobody could accept a big man being that skilled.
Right.
So that's how he ended up with that soft thing.
Andrea Bargnani.
I mean, okay.
He was like Mr. Big Man number one overall, Mr. Three. Three-pointer outside, never get a rebound.
Right. Okay, but think about it. Like, but Karl Anthony Towns and Wiggins on the same team, and everybody thinks that.
Well, the funny thing is like people thought with Wiggins' wingspan, like, oh, defensive stopper, like, that's the frustration of Jimmy Butler in the quote, though. Like, he's like, these guys have everything that I would have wanted talent-wise, and they waste it, you know? And I think what's probably frustrating for him as a guy who works hard is that you are naturally going to give it to the guy who has the talent, because Well, let's think about it like this. Let's say the Heat right now are in trade talks for Karl Anthony Towns. Let's say. What would the Heat put on the table for him?
For who?
For Kat.
Everybody.
Everybody.
Everybody. That's the frustration of Jimmy Butler.
No, again, we all understand where he's coming from, and because we feel that he's being accurate,
mm-hmm.
we kind of give him a pass on this ridiculous behavior.
Yeah, but I think we give it a pass to the ridiculous behavior because I think as Heat fans, we're hoping this ultimately leads to him ending up on the Miami Heat. I think the rest of
if it wasn't that. Say if he was going to Houston and he was never discussing that, will we still feel the same way?
I don't think so.
About those two guys?
I don't know.
Because that's been said long before. Did you watch the playoffs last year?
I understand that, but I do think there's got to be some there is a bit of interest there that even with us thinking they're soft, you do recognize I'm leaning more so Karl Anthony Towns in this discussion that he's got seemingly top franchise talent that
right,
you build the franchise
right.
around.
Now,
him.
I will say this, that even though Jimmy Butler may be 100% accurate in what he's saying and how he wants these guys to compete,
mm-hmm.
okay, every GM in this, I think, in the league would say, who would you rather have? They go with Cat.
Yeah, they'd go with promise, talent, youth.
Well, because when you think of Jimmy Butler, here are the players you're thinking of, okay? Is he going to be who's the guy? He's in Toronto now.
Kawhi.
He's going to be Kawhi Leonard.
Yeah, you think like Kawhi, Paul George.
Right, and Paul George, I would say he's like, because of Paul George's length, they both kind of do the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Play some defense or what have you. Okay? But would you say Butler is as good as Paul George?
If I had to rank in the order I'd want them, I'd want Kawhi, Butler, Paul George.
Because
Paul George got catfished.
Well, right. But not, why do...
What?
Why
That's
do all discussions to have to have a side story?
That stuff's important to me. I know it's not the same for you, but
who
that stuff matters.
Who hasn't been catfished?
Who cares if he got catfished?
He got catfished by somebody called Slap My Fatty.
You like Birdman?
Who?
You like Birdman?
That's not the same. That's not the same. Birdman got into a web where he actually ended up having a relationship with a woman through a master puppet who was the one filtering all their messages.
Master of puppets.
Paul George thought Slap My Fatty was an actual lady. And those are not lady legs.
Listen.
Nor.
Right up there with Manti Te'o.
And he has the biggest smoochy face.
I'm not judging.
You've ever seen.
It's 2018. We shouldn't judge.
I'm not judging, except when you're getting fooled like that. Because.
Right. Who hasn't been fooled?
Hey, obviously doesn't listen to the Who.
Hey, I mean, we got some additional soft NBA players.
Go ahead.
Suggestion.
Yep.
Tyler Hasbro.
Look at that fake ass. How? You tell me.
Listen.
That guy cannot be your franchise player. Sorry.
Are you talking about Slap My Fatty or Paul George?
Paul George.
Oh, okay.
Making the smooch at that fake butt.
Who hasn't been fooled a couple times?
Beast, come on, man.
Back in the day when I was hanging in the BBW chat rooms,
this catfisher didn't even try. He put a couple throw pillows in his shorts.
Pick up the phone. Hey, it's George.
No wonder Paul George has never hit a game-winning shot.
Tyler Hasbro, how about David West?
David West isn't soft.
He's not soft.
David West is not somebody I would trifle with.
Pat Riley doesn't sign.
The tax threshold.
I was going to say, Pat Riley doesn't have time for soft players because it messes up the
tax threshold. Call number 3 on the contest line right now, 786-534-0790, gets themselves some opening night tickets. We have our Doom Bucket coming up next. All right, everybody. We will get to our Doom Picks in just a second as Robbie makes his way over here.
Be soft. They call him Psycho T.
Yeah, I don't think these are good suggestions by people. I didn't find him to be soft either. He sucks.
Yeah.
But it's not soft. All right, so we got some news from Shams here.
It's a double tweeter.
Yeah. He says, Timberwolves All-Star Jimmy Butler called a players-only meeting today, airing his feelings towards the situation in management. Butler expressed to players that he would compete with them as signs are pointing to him staying with the franchise into the regular season. Sources tell The Athletic that several players spoke up in the players-only meeting, but Butler led it and made it known his issues with management. His message was similar to the one he displayed Wednesday. I run this. He's far too competitive to sit regular season games, which we have heard before, that he wasn't going to sit the regular season. Which, all right, seems like a bad sign for the Heat getting him anytime soon. But
here's the problem.
But here's what I would say before you make your point, Leroy. I'd like to know what Karl Anthony Towns thinks and how he feels with Jimmy Butler staying on to the regular season.
Here's the problem. Okay? If you're a player and you're a little timid as a player, you don't want the guy that keeps pointing that out around.
Yep.
But to be fair, in order for Karl Anthony Towns to have any success, he is going to have to not be so soft, more aggressive.
I would like to give you advice, and then it would be stop being so soft.
I mean, come on, man. You watched those playoffs last year. He refused to shoot the ball. He's supposed to be their franchise player, and he won't even take shots?
Well, speaking of soft, your doom bucket record,
which is 0-3,
three games. Right now, the standings are Leroy 0-3, Beast 1-2, I'm 2-1, Robbie was 3-0. How'd you do in your Mag 7?
3-3-1, a legit push. 3-3-1.
Dun, 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 dun.
Tobin, I still got a draw after you.
Oh, son of a bitch. Let's see. I got two.
I can't believe I picked this stupid game.
All right.
You picked you ready? I have the Seahawks and the Raiders. The Seahawks are a 3-point favorite.
That game is in London, by the way.
It is in London because I've seen pictures of the
future home of the Jags.
So it starts at 9 in the morning.
No, well, because they're two West Coast teams. That they're starting at 1 o'clock.
Okay.
There'll also be a 6:30 kickoff for the local viewers.
Ravens visit the Titans. Baltimore is a 2.5-point favorite.
All right.
And the Jags visit the Cowboys. Jacksonville's a 3-point favorite.
What do you got, Beast?
Carolina at the Redskins. Washington is a 1-point favorite. Bills at Texans. Houston is a 10.5-point favorite. Seems like a big number. And then this stupid game. Chiefs at Patriots. New England, a 3.5-point favorite.
Sunday 3.5? Wait.
They're
home. Hey, 3.5-point favorite against
the Chiefs. You know they get the biggest swing in the league.
But I mean, should we throw a couple of...
No, that line's about right. Just how the Patriots play at home at night. I know the last time that game happened, the Chiefs pulverized them opening night last year with Alex Smith.
Pulverized? Isn't it pulverized?
It's pulverized, not pomerized.
All right, here's
pomerized what you do on your alone time.
I hope that's FCC appropriate.
Here's what I got. I got Chargers at the Browns. The Chargers are a point favorite on the road.
Oh, you always take the whole team.
I have the Bears at the Dolphins. Chicago is a 3-point road favorite. And I have the 49ers at the Packers. Packers are a 9.5-point favorite at home.
That game's Monday night, by the way.
It is. What do you got, Robbie?
Ooh.
All right, I got the Cardinals at the Vikings. The Vikings are big 10-point favorites. I got the Buccaneers at the Atlanta Falcons. The Falcons are 3.5-point favorites at home. And I got the LA Rams at the Denver Broncos. The Rams are 7-point road favorites, a mile high.
Altitude game.
I was hoping I'd get this game. That's all I'm going to say.
All right.
I'll trade with you.
Who's 7-point favorite in Denver?
Rams.
I just got to ask this with the Jimmy Butler situation.
Yep.
All right, because I still, I'm throwing 3-carp at this meeting.
Why are you throwing 3-carp at a players-only meeting?
Well, can the guy who wants out call the players-only meeting talking about how competitive he is? He actively tried to get off the team yesterday.
So, yeah, it's kind of, it's an odd thing because on one hand, you know he doesn't want to be here.
Right.
But on the other hand, he's saying, if I'm here, you mother bleepers better man up.
Look, that I think that was probably the biggest message. It's like, look, if I'm here, I'm bringing it. So,
yeah,
get
but
ready.
In the back of their mind, they know he doesn't want to be there.
But, man, look,
I honestly think
if you're doing your job and you're competing and you're doing everything you can,
let me ask
win,
you a question.
Here's the problem. His makeup is what's going to keep him in Minnesota, because whenever if he's honest about what he said, every time he's on the floor, he's giving 100%. He's doing everything he can to win and compete.
Look, there's a couple.
If he goes on the floor and does that, there's a lot of people going to get the wrong idea. And Tibbs and Minnesota's going to be like, hey, let's just keep him around for a little while. If we're doing great, maybe he don't want to go.
Yeah, and they got to ask them, like, if there really aren't any offers for him, if there aren't any offers they feel that are viable and they're just going to the season and compete. But the thing that's going to be a problem is, if you don't have a future with him past this year, it's gonna stunt the growth of who is the guy on your team with Karl Anthony Towns.
Should you fire a coach or a GM if you have a situation like this? They play the season out and then he leaves for nothing.
Yes, if you could have gotten something, something's always better than nothing.
I mean, even if that something is. Like
even if it's a protected pick,
the Heat's trash and a pick.
Yes,
you're taking their trash.
The pick in itself is
you're taking the trash, but you're also taking Jimmy Butler.
Okay,
like you're ending up with the All Star here.
I mean, what was more important to the Browns, the draft pick or Osweiler?
Do you think there? How many times did Karl Anthony Towns roll his eyes in this players only meeting?
I don't see. Well, that's the thing is, I really think that at this point. If we're at this point where he thinks he's going to be, I think the only person who can get Jimmy Butler out of there is your star player having a temper tantrum, having the guts to go to management saying, if he's going to play, I'm not going to. And, you know, that seemingly is the only way.
So do you think it's like Jimmy Butler's basically not bullying, but getting underneath Kat's skin?
Yeah, I think he's going to be complete.
So that Kat's going to go out of the front office and say, listen, I can't do this. Dude.
Yeah, he's going to be a complete pain in the ass.
So,
so
you don't think we're done yet? Because there's a lot of people on Twitter right now. There's people freaking out, going, "Oh, it's all over."
Look, man, I gotta be honest with you. After I watched Josh Richardson and Kemp Jordan last night, I'm good. You know, like Jimmy Butler happens. It's cool.
Is that really freak out worthy?
It's really not. It's not. It's like the Gordon Hayward thing. Like, you know what? Would have been cool to have Gordon Hayward, but whatever.
Wait, it's not that far of a level.
I'd rather have Jimmy Butler.
Question. Would you rather have, well, you just said it.
Yeah.
But who you think's a better player, Jimmy Butler or Gordon Hayward?
I think Jimmy Butler's a better player. Like, all respect to Gordon Hayward. He had two teams last year. One of them almost made the Western Conference Finals. The other one made the Eastern Conference Finals. He didn't play a single minute of basketball. Oh, I'm sorry. He played 5 minutes of basketball.
Right.
The Jazz were just fine, and the Celtics were just fine. Right. When Jimmy Butler didn't play for the Wolves last year, trash.
I mean, it's hard to say that in...
That's when they started their slide.
It's hard to say that in Boston because they had a lot of young players that came up big.
Yeah, okay.
They did.
What about the Jazz?
They got... was it Booker?
No, Donovan Mitchell?
Donovan Mitchell. Sorry.
Oh, well. Oh, so easily replaced by a Rook. Pay that $30 million?
Not just any Rook.
Rookie of the Year. Well, not... I mean, he got screwed by Ben Simmons, who was not a rookie. Fake rookie.
Why is I'm trying to keep you here in our conversation. You're just off to the races.
Boys, I'm off to find another C.
Oh, God. At least I don't have to kick rocks today.
But you know what's beautiful?
What?
Sometimes you're always out on the voyage looking for a whale when you might have had one in your tank the whole time. And it might be Bam Adebayo.
Yar.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.